The situation is that the fire is being contained within the building. Yesterday, the crews attended about lunchtime. They had to evacuate the shop. There was a number of customers in the shop. With the assistance from the Police Scotland, they evacuated the shop. They got people out to safety. It was reported as a small fire, but very, very quickly it developed into a serious fire. And shortly thereafter, the fire actually chased them out the door and came out into the Murray Gate. So we realised very, very quickly this was going to be a major blaze. That proved to be correct because the fire went upwards through the shop and broke through the roof shortly thereafter. Priorities then were to contain the fire within the shop and stop it spreading to the neighbouring bank and to the retail unit on the other side.
It's quite a lot of damage just up on the roof there. I mean, that's... The picture tells the story.
There was a lot of damage. You know, there's probably the nature of the shop, a Christmas shop, caught quite a lot of consumable goods, easy burning paper, stuff like that, which obviously led to this rapid development fire. And the best option that we took at the time was to get people out, and that's what we did.
I suppose no one was injured. That's quite...
Priority, nobody was injured, nobody from in the shop, no firefighters were injured. There was 50 firefighters on scene. It took a considerable time to tackle the fire. There's always the opportunity and the likelihood that somebody would get hurt. Thankfully, that didn't happen. The fire was contained to its own footprint. It didn't spread to neighbouring properties, which was a potential for that as well. Firefighters did a fantastic job to do what they did and contain the fire in the Murray Gate yesterday.
What are you doing this morning?
At the moment, we're away to conduct a fire investigation to try and find out what caused the fire. We're doing that in conjunction with colleagues from Dundee City Council, who have got structural engineers. So we're making an assessment of the building, and if it's safe enough for us to do so, along with colleagues with the police, we will then go in and carry out an investigation to try and find out what the cause is.
Still quite a big presence yourselves, obviously, and the police are well. Other parties involved.
There will be for a wee while. We've got a duty to investigate. The police are obviously quite keen to investigate as well. So we'll do one step at a time. Priority now would be to make the building safe. It may require a partial demolition, but Dundee City Council are in charge of that aspect of it because obviously it's right in the centre of Dundee. We need to make sure that passers-by are going to be absolutely safe. So if they feel it'll have to be partially demolished in the short term to make it safe, I'm sure that's what they'll do.